But most of the things that I send from that account or from any email account are from this department email so that everyone in my department at any time can go see that. But I want to make it clear, it was not out of cowardice, it was not out of malice. I meant everything that I sent to them, which was, when are they going to get this cleared up? When is the city of Bethel going to reach out to somebody to find out what the game plan would be? Not cowardice, not malice. You know, I appreciate your time. Wanted to make sure that was clear.
Thank you, Mr. Ford. Anybody else in the gallery that would like to be heard on people to be heard? Anybody on Zoom that would like to be on people to be heard?
If there are people participating telephonically and are trying to figure out how to unmute themselves, press the asterisk and the six. I think that's what you said, right? Six. Star six. To unmute your phone, or if you're calling from a cell phone, you can just unmute. Still star six, sorry. Still star six.
Hearing nobody. Well, let's give it a couple more seconds.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. So again, if you're calling in and would like to speak under people to be heard, press star six to unmute your phone.
Is there anybody that communicated with you that asked to be?
I was expecting Mr. Trantham to call in. I don't know off the top of my head what his phone number is. But nobody's responding. So I think we're okay, Mr. Mayor.
Great. Thank you, Ms. Strickler. So, we're going to move on. If there's nobody else online or on Zoom or on the telephone or in the gallery for people to be heard, we'll move on to item number five, which is the approval of the consent agenda and regular agenda.
Mr. Mayor, I move to approve the agenda and the consent agenda.
I'll second that.
Motion by Mr. Springer. And second by Ms. Hansen for approval of the consent agenda and regular agenda discussion. Do you have any items that would like to be removed from the consent agenda?
Mr. Mayor, can we remove item 20-10 from the consent agenda, the City of Bethel organizational recruit priorities?
Okay, so.
That's item 10.7.
Thank you. Item 10.7 has been pulled from the consent agenda. Any other items to pull?
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to pull item 10.6, information memorandum 29.
Thank you, Mr. Springer. Item 10.6 has been pulled from the consent agenda. Any other items to be pulled from the consent agenda? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the consent and regular agenda indicate by saying aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
Thank you, Mr. Diamond. Ms. Franco, all those opposed say nay. Vote was unanimous, so we have an agenda. And we'll move on to item six, which is the approval of meeting minutes. Item 6.1, 7/21/2020, special city council meeting passed on the consent agenda. Item 6.2, 7/28/2020, the date for our regular city council meeting, it passed on the consent agenda. We'll move on to item number seven, which is reports of standing committees. And item 7.1, committee, commission, board agendas and draft meeting minutes. We'll start off with our port commission, Mr. Diamond.
Yeah, hello, thank you, Mr. Mayor. there was no meeting and we don't have enough members on the four commissions currently out. So I can insert any member of the public that is interested in the state and it's important to the economy of the community to contact the city clerk about getting on the commission. It's really a great commission.
Thank you, Mr. Diamond. When is your next meeting? Do you know?
I don't know. The last two have been canceled due to lack of a quorum.
Thank you, Mr. Diamond. We'll move on to the Planning Commission, Vice Mayor Hansen.
We haven't had a meeting since the last council meeting, but the next one will be Thursday, August 13th at 6:30 p.m. Public is always welcome to call in, and there is only one item on the agenda, and that's public hearing, which is an appeal by Dan and Don Hackney for a DMC violation issued by the Planning Commission, or I'm sorry, the Planning Department. So that's the only thing on the agenda, and that's this Thursday. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Hansen. And we'll move on to my Community Action Grant Technical Review Board. So our application period is currently open, and that opened August the 10th, and our deadline for the Community Action Grant is August the 30th, which is this month, and our board meetings will be September the 1st and September the 9th, once those Community Action Grants applications are reviewed. They'll be passed on to the City Council meeting on September 22nd, and a payment will be made on September 25th. So get your Community Action Grant applications in, and you'll have until August the 30th. We'll move on to the Parks, Recreation, Aquatic Health, and Safety Center Committee. Council Member DeWitt.
Yes, so this committee met last night. We had a quorum. We had a few things on the agenda that will be of interest. One is we're trying to, over the next few weeks, memorialize the names of our parks, and for parks that don't have a name, create a structure to name them. So if anybody has some institutional memory on parks names besides, you know, Pinky's Park or Owl Park or Wally's Park, the ones that are labeled and well-known, let our city clerk, Lori Strickler, know. Another item that we discussed was sort of the state of our parks right now, the cleanliness of the parks. There's been some feedback from the community that there's a lot of overgrowth and a lot of trash in certain areas of the parks, and our public works director attended the meeting last night and was able to share that the property maintenance team's been working really hard on a decking and ramp project at one of the buildings. It has a lot of items on our to-do list, but that will be a priority in the near term with our parks. We heard from the YK Fitness Center about some of the policies they have in place and plan to put in place in relationship to COVID-19. So please be aware about policies of that facility and wearing masks, etc. So there was some discussion over that. And then we are discussing a sugar-sweetened beverage tax, and there will be a special meeting of our committee on August 24th to discuss that in more depth, and using such a tax to fund parks, recreation, the fitness center, et cetera. So if you're interested in hearing more about that, we'll be meeting on August 24th at 6 p.m. Those are the main highlights. Thank you.
Great work, Michelle. And we'll move on to the Finance Committee, and that's Councilmember Franco, please.
Thank you, Mayor Barr. We have not had a meeting that I spoke regarding the Finance Committee. We typically meet on the fourth Monday of the month. We'll be meeting later this month. There are a few open spots. If anyone is interested, please reach out to the City Clerk's office for an application. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Franco. The Public Works Committee, Councilmember Leary.
Thanks, Mayor. We haven't had a meeting since our last public meeting. Our next public works meeting will be next Wednesday, August 19th, 5:30 p.m. at City Hall. There are telephonic options if you have a human person. And like I say at every meeting, we have many openings for this committee. We currently just have a quorum, so we are welcome to anyone joining us. Thank you,
Ms. Larry. And last but not least, the Public Safety and Transportation Commission, which is Council Member Springer.
Yeah, thanks, Mr. Mayor. Public Safety and Transportation Commission met on August 5th. I wasn't there, but I see one of our committee members, Nicolette Joke, is here. You want to give a quick report, because there are a couple of items on here that I think were kind of interesting. The recommendation for anti-bias training and the vicarious trauma training. Is that Nicolai? Yeah, come on.
Do you want to make a motion to suspend the rules?
We usually don't do that.
Oh, we don't.
We have committee reports. We've got a committee member here.
Great. Thank you.
Okay. So everything was pretty much tabled at that meeting.
If you could just identify yourself.
What did you say?
Just identify yourself.
Nikolai Joke, I'm a member of this commission. So pretty much everything that was on the agenda, that we're going to talk about, the vicarious trauma training and the anti-bias training for the public safety and for fire department were tabled until the next meeting due to a lack of information. So hopefully that'll give people a time to look through the trainings and to delve more into what those trainings entail. And then we could make a more informed decision at the next meeting next month. Thanks.
Great. Thank you, Nikolai. Appreciate it. So just as a reminder to the public that we do have openings for our committees and commissions, and we really appreciate the hard work that our committee and commission members do for each of those. So there are open spots on the Port Commission, open spots on the Finance Committee, and also the Public Works Committee. So please do your part to be an active member for this community and make it better. Thank you. Item number 8 is special order of business, of which we have none. Item number 9 is unfinished business, of which we have none. And new business is item number 10. And item 10.1, introduction of ordinance 2024, amending BNC 4.20, article 8, contract formation and modification, as brought forth by myself, and that passed on the consent agenda. We have item 10.2, resolution 20-11, approve the City of Bethel business plan, August 2020 update for its water and sewer utilities. That was brought forth by City Manager Carranza. That passed on the consent agenda. Item 10.3, action memorandum 20-37, allow Leif Elbergson, former Bethel City Council member, to be employed as a hired consultant and do business with the City of Bethel per BMC 2.05.190. That was brought forth by City Manager Carranza. I'd like to recognize that Council Member DeWitt has a conflict on item 10.3.
Mr. Mayor, would you like me to remove myself from this area and sit in the audience, or?
I don't think so. I think you're fine, just where you are. I'll entertain a main motion to approve action memorandum 20-37.
Yes, so moved, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Springer. Do I have a second?
Second.
Thank you, Ms. Leary. So, discussion. This was brought forth by City Manager Carranza. Maybe, Vinny, you can explain what this is all about.
Thank you, Mayor Mark. So according to the Bethel Municipal Code, there's a provision in there that a council member cannot be employed with the city within a 12-month period as a city employee or a contractor or a consultant without a waiver from council. And Mr. Leif Albertson has been working with the EOC through the emergency ordinance that were passed in March 24th, around that time. And that expired in May, and then council renewed that, which expired in July. So now he is in a status where he is within 12 months of immediately following his term as a council member, and we need the city council to waiver that rule so he can continue being a consultant with the EOC. And this was brought about during the CARES Act discussion on July 14th, and that still had the emergency ordinance powers. And I did some research, so I apologize, I didn't have to answer then. When acting city manager Bill Powell had activated the EOC back in March, he had asked Mr. Albertson to provide some special subject matter expert. Mr. Albertson has a master's degree in, I believe, public health. So that was an asset that that he had used. And then when I took over, I just kind of assumed that he was the subject matter expert and we just kept going with it. So all this time we have been paying through the CARES Act to Mr. Albertson for his consulting services. But now since the emergency powers have stopped, the matter goes back to council for discussion and possible waiver of that relationship. Mr. Mayor,
thank you. Thank you, Mr. Carranza. I'd like to also recognize that in your action memorandum that there is a fiscal note attached to this, and that's $10,000. Is this paid as a hourly wage, or how is this being done?
Yes, Mayor Barr, it's an hourly rate, time and material basis. Usually when we have EOC activations on Wednesdays, he's here for 8 hours providing information and intelligence. So at the end of the month, he bills his time to the EOC, and we pay directly with CARES Act money. The council, I believe, in the EOC budget, there is $150,000 for consulting, and this would be part of it. There's many consultants that we use, so this is part of that overall amount of money.
Thank you, Mr. Carranza. I'd like to also recognize that Mr. Albertson was a council member in October of 2019, and it looks like from your action memorandum that he recently started the Alaska Health Consulting and providing public health consulting services to the City of Bethel and the Emergency Operations Center. So I just wanted to also make everybody aware of that. Further discussion?
Mr. Mayor, I have a question.
Ms. Hansen, yes,
yeah.
Please.
I just have a question just for my own understanding. Was this consulting service position ever advertised or offered or anything beyond? I know you said Mr. Howell appointed him as he was the only person appointed outside of being a City of Bethel employee to the EOC, correct?
Mr. Mayor, that's right, Vice Mayor Hansen. It was sole source. So, acting city manager Powell used the, I believe it's ordinance 10.8, that suspended the procurement rules so he could just go straight to a sole source without any kind of advertising.
Right. And so, since we've moved to, you know, passing that CARES Act plan, and we started advertising these positions for the EOC, was this position advertised as well?
Yes, Vice Mayor Hansen, that's the temporary information and intelligence officer. We have not received any applications for that. All of the temp positions that were in the CARES Act budget have been advertised, and there was one interest, but not for the information and intelligence officer.
Thank you.
Further discussion? Any other questions? Comments? Hearing none, all those in favor of the action
members.
I'm sorry, Ms. Hinson. Yes.
I just wanted to bring this up because it's a concern for me, having attended COVID task force meetings, as well as bringing this up. To me, what it looks like, right? I like to use optics, looking like it's a bit, it's not as transparent as it could be, right? Being appointed this consulting contract, I guess you could call it. I don't know if that's the right term for that. And then now we have a waiver in front of us. It just kind of seems like, since that was the only person who went in that wasn't a City of Buffalo employee, it doesn't look great. And I know that people in the community are concerned about that as well. And also, having attended COVID task force meetings and having the public health consultant question whether really using masks at a public forum was necessary, I'm concerned, especially as the face of the city and what we're trying to do to protect people in town. I have reservations about these consulting services, and I just wanted to bring that to the attention of the council and those listening. Thanks.
Mr. Springer. Thank you, Ms. Yeah. Hansen.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. So, City Manager Carraza, as you were developing the incident command team, did you ask either YKHC or the Bethel Family Clinic if they had a medical professional or somebody with public health experience similar to Mr. Albertson's that might be able to serve in that particular position on the in the incident command?
Mr. Carraza.
Councilor Springer, so I did not start the ELC. It was started with acting city manager Howell, and when I took it over, I pretty much stayed with the organization that he set up, and being new to the city, we didn't pursue those. However, with the COVID task force, we did invite YKHC to be involved. They sent the liaison officer to be part of that group. But then I think there was some turnover. It was quite hard in April to get any kind of communication with YKHC. But we've reestablished the links and they're part of our weekly COVID task force.
One more question. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. One more question. Is there a term to this arrangement? We don't know when we know the money is COVID-19 money. The state money is good till December 30th, approximately. But is there a written contract with Mr. Albertson, or is this that EOC position which he was named on in your diagram that you showed us a month and a half ago? What's the exact nature of the arrangement between the City of Bethel and Alaska Health Consulting that we're being asked to pay for here, or that we're being asked to approve? It's getting paid for with COVID-19 money, CARES money, but nevertheless, we still the council still has the fiduciary responsibility for that money. So that was my last question, is what's the nature of the business relationship?
So, Mr. Mayor, Councilor Springer, the nature is that we have a consultant that serves as the information intelligence officer that really current city staff don't have the expertise to. So he provides insightful research into what's going on with COVID-19, what the health profession has. So he briefs the ELC on current happenings with COVID, checks up on the statistics of what's going on in Alaska, and provides a present subject matter expert that we can ask questions to. And when we develop our plans, we run it through him. He gives us his recommendations, and then we carry out those plans. And of course, Mr. Albertson is here in case the council wants to ask him directly. The answer might be better and be clearer if it came straight from him.
Ms. Hanson?
Yeah, I follow. So, like, what is the timeline for this, though? So it says $10,000, but is this over what amount of time, for how long? Like,
So, Vice Mayor Hanson, it's right now we have just for one day a week that we have level three. And if it gets worse, then we might need to shut down the city, and the EOC goes 5 days a week. So it depends on what the current situation is. And when we go to level three, he doesn't come as the EOC. But when it goes to, goes to level two, we don't need. Level three is when all of the section chiefs work and we convene. And that's when the information officer comes up.
So we don't have anything that itemizes hours or length of time or anything in the section on that?
No, it's from now until December 30th.
So just $10,000 lump sum from now until December?
No, it's time and material. So if these are 8 hours, the bills are 48 hours.
Okay.